This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's search term is...
Teen.
Ooh, you felt weird saying it, didn't you?
Yeah, I feel weird.
I feel weird about it. I know. It's strange, right?
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable, but that's why we're talking about it.
Right. We can't stay away from everything uncomfy.
Yeah. Well, the whole point is...
You know, we signed up for this.
Talk about, about porn, the industry it comes from, which is rife with... Look at that tiny piano.
Is that where porn comes from?
There's a tiny piano in the studio we're recording in, folks, and I couldn't ignore it. It just was too adorable. It needed my attention.
In new surroundings.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to teens.
So back to teens. Back to the problem area.
I know. Where do we even dive in? Have you ever once in your life searched for teen?
Well, I have once, and it was for this episode. No, I've never searched for teen.
Yeah, me neither.
And I, you know what I thought about when we were prepping for this episode was whether teen searched for teen?
Mm.
Because when we were teens, there wasn't Pornhub.
Right.
Like, there wasn't anywhere you could go and search by category. And there is a part of me that's like, would I, as a
teenager,
naive, underage creature, trying to learn about, because, you know, we've talked about before in the show how porn has now become a sex education device.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for better or worse, just by virtue of the fact that it's accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And I briefly wondered, like, if there are kids searching teen to, like, look for themselves.
Let me tell you.
And how horrifying what they actually find will be.
It ain't teens looking for teen. It is people in, like, 45.
Right. You know? Oh, you're going off the stat. Well, I was just about to say, like, whenever, though, when you were online as a teenager, were you honest about your age?
That's
true. Especially with porn sites where it's like, you know, you have to be 18.
That's true.
Like,
and you're like 13. Yeah.
I'm a 23-year-old and I have 36, 24, 36 measurements and I'm hot for cock.
Right.
Like, because you didn't know. Like, when I went in, like, the chat rooms on AIM.
Right.
I was, like,
and lying,
always
lying
like 12, but said I was like 15 or 19, like, depending on whatever I thought the thing was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. I think the appeal here is, like, obvious.
Yeah, I mean...
Right? Like, this is...
Yeah. So I was really interested in that, too, because I was like, okay, just from doing, like, some research on, like, stats and data, it is mostly a male search term.
Yeah.
It's mostly an older male search term.
Cool.
It is, you know... You know, older men have been fantasizing and attracted to younger women since, like, the dawn of time, you know?
Yeah.
And I was doing some research trying to figure out, like, why that is.
Why it is that we want that...
Older men want younger girls.
Mm-hmm.
Because majority of these things that we're looking for, or, like, that men are searching for when they're searching for teen porn, it, like, innocent is, like, the second most popular thing,
like,
that you find.
Even looking for the search term showdown stuff, it's tons. It's, again, it, like, goes back to, like, objectifying the girl and being like, I destroyed her. Like, she's innocent.
Right. Also being, like, as an older man, you are finding an innocent girl and you just automatically have power over them.
Right. I also wonder...
They're insubordinate character. I think there's probably,
and I'm
character.
Like, this is me trying to, like, get in the brains of, you know, Pablo Picasso. I'm just naming
guys,
like, douchebags.
Older men who preyed on young, beautiful teens.
And I think there's, I mean, is part of the appeal the expertise and being the, like, you can't question anything I do because you have no idea what you're doing. And everything is like thrilling and exciting.
I think so.
And amazing because you don't like know the fucking difference.
Right. Well, I think that's it also comes from them feeling inadequate. Actually, like,
yeah.
You know, like they're like actually feeling super inadequate sexually. They're getting older. Their skin's sagging. They're not hot anymore.
And they want to be like, close to something
that is like young and hot. And they also be like, this little girl is going to.
It's also
do
just superficially like the like conventional attractiveness, like the young, the taut.
Right.
The youth skin
beauty.
With its elasticity.
We've just been told that our entire lives.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But what's interesting to me is how teen has been going down over the past like 5-6 years.
Yeah. It's been on a decline a little bit.
Yeah. It was the number one search term in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been slowly getting like lower and lower.
Yeah.
Still on top 10.
Mm-hmm. So still problematic.
You know, still problematic. It's on the number 10.
Hell,
it's like the number 10 search
clear.
Term for men.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't even make the top 20 for women.
Gotcha.
But
I found stats from 2017. So this is maybe like a little bit older than what you have.
Okay.
But this is such a dumb little detail, but I was interested in that that it was more searched than it was viewed. It was one of those like overall stats. And I think it was 7th most searched and then 11th most viewed.
Oh,
it was
interesting.
Like, oh, interesting that
so
like
people are searching for it and they're like, actually.
Yeah, like how much of the population is searching and then being like, actually.
Yeah.
Like, get me out of here.
Right. Well, I mean, in
I don't know.
Today's culture, it's like, thank God we're like waking up and being like, this is super problematic. And, you know, we're objectifying children.
I think in another episode you referenced that really brilliant meme that's just a cartoon of two eyeballs almost touching.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And it's
Disney Channel.
It's the Disney Channel and the porn industry casting 18 plus to play younger.
To play teens.
Yeah. I mean, we certainly hope so.
Yeah. I found this hilarious definition from YouPorn about teen is.
Oh, God.
This is it. Teen porn is all about 18 and 19-year-old amateurs and porn stars showing off their overactive libidos and tight bodies in hardcore sex videos. College babes and horny sorority girls having dorm sex parties with big dick frat boys is a common occurrence. Same for muscular jocks with tight ass cheerleaders in the gym locker room. Whose college experience was that?
Not mine. I went to NYU.
Yeah, not mine. I was a theater major.
Yeah.
I was going to theme parties with gay boys.
Yeah, exactly.
And praying that, like, maybe I could get one of them drunk enough to make out with me.
Yeah, or that, like, one of the three straight guys there, like, would just be, like, gay and not out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
And he was always drowning in pussy.
Yeah. Straight theater dudes crush pussy.
I also notice that a lot of the stuff is like everyone's 18 or 19, you know?
Yeah, they very clearly were like,
it's not a 17-year-old.
It's exactly 18 and 19-year-olds. Yeah.
Not 20, because that doesn't have teen in the title.
Even though teenager encompasses 13
and
to
above.
19, and we're taking, what is that, 1/5 less?
Yeah. I'm terrible at that. That's legally okay to talk about.
Yeah, 2 out of the 7 years
make up. Otherwise, it's child pornography, you know?
Yeah, they're covering
just
their asses.
Ooh, it's a thin little line, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I remember that, though, like, when you were a teenager and you thought you held the, like, power of the universe in your body.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yes.
Isn't that a strange...
As a young woman?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Be like,
I
have tits now and everyone is looking at me.
I remember. I was
Meanwhile,
just
cut to, like, what I actually looked like
day.
As a teenager.
So loser. Like, yeah, fucking braces. And, like, I, like, you know, flat iron my hair every day. And it was never straight. It was actually frizzy.
Yeah.
And I shopped at American Eagle.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was definitely, like, walking down the hallway to, like, in the mall, you know, to go to, like, the bathroom, and like a man, like an older man, would like come out and like I'd smile at him, and he'd be like, bah. It's like just so,
or
know,
even did he?
I mean, probably I made that up.
I mean, there's like a lot, like when I was coming into my own, and I don't mean like me as an attractive person because that
recent
didn't even begin to happen until years later. And it's debatable now. But
don't you fucking dare. That's my friend you're talking about.
But you know when you're like just testing out your own like sexual prowess.
Yeah.
And you're like, I remember going to the beach with one of my best friends and we'd like be in the boardwalk and we'd like make note of like, oh my God, he wants you. Oh my God, he. And it's like 7th or 8th grade. And
right.
If I look back at the pictures of us in that time. It's like two bag of bones.
Yeah.
Like wearing children. Like TJ Maxx swimsuits.
Actually children.
Like actual children. Being like, we hold such sexual power.
I know.
Well,
and
what's fucked
that.
Up about it is like society agrees.
Yeah.
Like I think about what a child I was then and how little I actually knew.
Right.
And if I was unfortunate enough to be in a situation with like a man with some kind of power,
yeah.
And I don't even want to talk about the actual shit
right.
that happened or like people
yeah.
that or situations I encountered that were harassment or borderline abuse or dangerous because those exist. And this
right.
is a cheerful podcast.
Wow.
it's just fun. Like that me as a woman, mm-hmm. like a girl. Just emerging
yeah.
into that time and being like, yes, I'm supposed to leverage this.
Yeah.
Like being aware of that mm-hmm. space and the way that that shit operates and being
right.
like, here I come with my tits.
No one really talked to us about it, though, you know?
Yeah, well, I had no one? Parents. I had, like, good parents.
Whoa. Don't you dare.
I didn't mean to imply that you didn't.
Jesus H.
I mean, if anything, my mom was like, prudish and
yeah.
a little bit like overprotective.
Right. But I was
but
I wish there was
like,
more of a conversation of being like, hey, just you know, like you're coming into your body and like it's okay to like want things sexually, but just be aware that there are you know, like gross older men or, you know, whatever that will
you're just like here's how you like protect
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah. And like
yeah,
how
my
to
best
not
friend's,
be exploited.
My best friend's dad wrote true crime stuff.
Oh.
So he always like knew about the various ways that young women can like die horribly.
Sure.
So she would yeah. teach me the random like self-defense moves
oh,
that
I
he passed
that.
Along to her.
That's great.
So I think it was good except for that we thought we were invincible and like we'd walk through a parking lot with like keys between our fingers.
Right. You thought you were
and like truly believe
yeah.
we could kick anyone's ass.
Yeah. Right. Well, thank God.
And honestly,
never
we're just like very fortunate. That
yeah, yeah.
Nothing real like
right?
crazy went down.
Yeah. I think about a lot now, just because, you know, like that show Euphoria and
yeah.
and how there are teenagers that are like, you know, people that are like 14, 15 years old and like fucking.
Yeah, they're exposed to so much that's
right.
different. I mean, I have a niece who's 16.
Yeah.
And she, my sister, her mother
mm-hmm.
cannot handle
yeah.
the like culture these days. And keep in mind, my sister like dropped out of college to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of that, like, went to a very alternative high school, like,
yeah.
toured the country in a VW van.
What a badass.
And, you know, called home once a week during that time.
Yeah.
Like, my poor mother dealing with that was, like, very stressed.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, my sister was fortunately safe and very self-sufficient.
Uh-huh.
But, like, was a very rebellious teen in her own right, is
mm-hmm.
my point.
Yeah.
So,
naturally, her offspring.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the era of, like, I mean, my niece has, like, jewels and, like, smokes more weed than I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, sure.
And goes to, like, EDM concerts.
Yeah.
And has, like, a whole different vibe that, like, overwhelms me.
Right.
And, I mean, I think she actually, and I shouldn't be sharing. Let's just say this.
Yeah.
I think she lost her virginity a year earlier than my sister did. I'm leaving out years.
Okay.
I'm involving people who are very personally associated
with
me, so hopefully.
Well, my thing is
no
like,
one I know is listening. But my sister like freaked out.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, that's like she
well,
was
yeah,
like
she can handle
upset
it, yeah.
that it was like that it was like earlier and I was like a year difference.
Yeah,
but the
like,
whole generational
like,
divide
right.
actually seems pretty
yeah.
on point.
Yeah.
You know, like pretty
I just
healthy.
Think that as, you know, each generation, like as we're getting like more and more like okay with like sex
yeah.
and being like more exploring like our, you know, our sexualities and our desires, I wonder if that's why teen is kind of like dropping
mm-hmm.
in searches like the loss of like the innocence and like being like, you know, because I feel like majority of these storylines for teen porns is like, oh, the babysitter got caught and like she's gonna do whatever
yeah.
she can to like, I'm so like, don't tell, like, I'll
yeah.
suck your dick, you know, like
yeah.
that is no longer. Like, now she's like, I'm not sucking your dick. Like, are you kidding? Come on, that tiny thing? You
yeah.
see my boyfriends. Yeah, I feel like the loss of innocence now is it correlates with, like, the, you know, the lower search for term or for teen.
Wait, I'm not sure I know what you're saying. Like, oh, that, like, in general,
yeah.
this generation of teens doesn't have an innocence about them.
Right.
Interesting. I mean, that could be part of it. It
because
also
I
could just
like
be like
majority
shifting
of the teens,
dynamics and like,
or the majority of the people that are searching for teen, like the whole innocence factor.
Yeah.
Of being like a young, beautiful, like, and then you can like, you know, corrupt her and destroy her. And it's like, you can't corrupt and destroy the girl that's already like aware of her sexual prowess.
Yeah. My hope would be that like, it's just like an overall trend shift. I mean, the fact that we have like more women watching porn, that we have like if you're looking for something where you're like destroying a woman, like how much of that population is dudes who actually just want to watch consensual BDSM porn?
Right.
And there's like more of that.
Exactly.
I don't know. I may be like coming up with other reasons just because it's got to be such a like, no, I'm yes anding. I feel like the porn landscape is so complicated because it's slower to respond, I think, to, you know, like feminism is wildly on the rise.
Yeah.
And like Me Too is a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I'd love to say that like there's a direct correlation between like sexual abuse coming to the forefront and it diminishing as a term or like as a concept in porn, like that being one to one, it's just probably much more dense and slippery than that.
Probably.
Yeah. Can we talk about something briefly that came up while I was doing research for this episode?
I'd love to.
Sort of related to what we're talking about, but not really.
Okay, great.
Virginity is a construct, she says.
Oh.
Beginning her slideshow.
Yes.
I just...
Exhibit A.
So I was like looking... It's really hard, weirdly, to search for... Like when I was doing research for this, and anytime I was like, teen statistics, like... It was all about teens watching porn, like on Google, like in my like relatively shallow research strategy for this show.
She hits the symbol of the drum kit behind her.
It's like you can usually search like search term and porn statistics and like find a Pornhub thing pretty quickly.
Right.
And you can find that. But beyond that, there wasn't a lot of like writing and articles and features about this kind of shit. It was like... Covenant Eye.
Yeah, right.
It's like telling me about how my teen is watching too much porn and like how to talk to them about the dangers of pornography.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just brought it up because I in my like social media life, which is a lot about like me educating myself about all things sex and gender.
Yes.
I've come across it a couple times and I think it's kind of fascinating and true.
Break it down for me.
So the idea is that virginity is a patriarchal construct, and I'm pulling up my notes on this because I read a great article in Everyday Feminism, I think.
Oh, okay.
That like broke it out into, it was like five reasons why we should just throw out the whole concept of virginity.
Yeah.
Them being.
Yeah.
Because fuck grammar. One, virginity is sexist because it largely is about, like, the woman losing it.
Mm.
Well, let me say them all and then we'll tie them all together.
Okay,
so virginity being sexist, virginity contributes to slut shaming because your, like, narrative around how you lose your virginity.
It,
virginity is such a, like, identifier, you know? And, like, how am I going to do it?
Uh-huh.
And, like, how may I do it? You know, like, according to whatever culture, like, subcultures you operate within.
Yeah.
Virginity frames a woman's worth as inversely proportional to how much sex she's had. Virginity is heteronormative. Virginity erases queer and trans folk.
Yeah.
So there's a correlation. I mean, there's like one aspect of it in like from the binary perspective, just about women.
Yes.
That like historically women are property. Like that a man walks a woman down the aisle to give her away to another man.
Yeah.
And that she'd better be like intact.
Mm-hmm.
And the property had better be pure. And like we use this like... vaginal threshold.
What's that? I haven't thought about that in a really long time.
I know.
Like, that was the point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's, like, that's the historical nature of what virginity is about.
Yeah.
It's about purity, and it's about, like, this is an untainted product.
Mm.
And in some cultures, if a woman isn't a virgin, even if she was fucking raped, it's dishonor to the family.
Wow. Yeah.
And then you get into the more complicated and more currently emerging and relevant conversations around, like queer and trans folks in different kinds of bodies and getting away from the binary narrative of penis and vagina.
Virginity. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, how does a gay person necessarily lose their virginity
right.
if you don't happen to be a vagina taking a dick?
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, I just thought I'd put it to you.
I love that.
For a convo. It's not really a teen topic.
It is a teen topic.
The age in America or
yeah.
Virginity is commonly lost. Mm-hmm. But it's I'm kind of thrilled to be like, fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Because my virginity thing was like pretty like, I think I'm ready to enter my hoe phase.
Oh, yeah. See, that was like...
It wasn't like
for me, it was
rose
never
petals on a
like,
bed at prom night
oh,
or
no,
whatever
me
the
neither.
Fuck.
For me, it was like a fucking weight that I was trying to like get off, you know?
Yeah,
like I was like,
yeah.
When is this thing going to happen?
Yeah, that's part of it too, is there's you so know? Much buildup. And yeah. You're like, I just want to be in the fucking club.
Yeah.
So I can stop stressing out about how to get in the club.
Right.
And usually your first entry is quite...
Lackluster.
Uneventful yeah. or lackluster or awkward, right. And it's just your first time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think also just like removing the construct of like
yeah.
you're in and you're out
yeah.
would actually encourage people to feel less pressure around it. Or at least I would hope so.
True.
And therefore be more comfortable like exploring and
right.
and discovering
having
with whatever
it be,
partner.
Like on par with getting like your teeth cleaned.
Yeah. Like you know? That you could build to something too and not be like, what base have you been to? It's right. a 1, 2, 3 or all the way. You know, we're so quantitative.
Yes.
In our society?
Instead of qualitative.
Yeah. Do you have other research?
Oh, I basically just kind of like got some history of like teens being like sexualized in the media.
Yeah.
So Playboy started college editions in 1983. And then Barely Legal, which was started by Larry Flint.
Of course it was.
Yeah. A magazine that features explicit photos of naked young women, all of whom are at least 18.
Yeah.
Models, you know. It came out, they were selected and photographed to emphasize their youth. That came out in 1993. So two big moments in like the history of like pornographic images and
yeah.
dirty mags. And then also like I wrote down like Elvis and Priscilla Presley. That was a huge thing. She was 14 when they met.
I forgot about this.
Yeah. I mean, obviously like Woody Allen.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. I know. It's just...
Now we're just naming
yeah.
famous men.
Yeah, people just flaunting it out.
Yeah.
Having sex with teens and being like, yeah, teens are beautiful. I love younger women. But it's never like cougars. It's never older women being like, yeah, I love a younger lover.
Well, it is. I mean, it is sometimes. What do you mean, like, never?
Like, it's never, like, in media. Like, we're never seeing those.
Well, the only narratives I think we see that are negative,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's, like, much more of a, like, high fives for fucking the older woman, I think.
Yeah.
Between boys. But I think the only negative light is, like, the teacher dynamic. Like,
yeah.
the
right.
teachers that get arrested for
right.
fucking their middle schoolers. Mm-hmm. And that is dark.
Yeah. But they got married.
Well, they weren't the only ones.
But that one that we're talking about, you know, I know you
the
mean.
One in Florida,
yeah, maybe
wherever it was. There's a few. There
no,
are
I know
a
there
few
is.
Like
no.
teacher, yeah. teacher boy.
Yeah.
No, I just
but we never
too
really
much
hear
porn.
About that. You know.
Yeah, it doesn't get. It's not as
there aren't like
flashy. But I also
yeah.
I do I don't at me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's much more. The other way.
Yeah. Men.
You know, I think there are just more men like looking for younger women
younger
and that
women.
It's just a common dynamic of like men in power
yeah.
in particular,
men
wanting
in power.
To be like, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah. And like,
I'm
going to
buy myself
like,
a teenager.
Hold on to youth, you know?
Yeah.
Suck and the youth from their supple skin.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's certainly like less common to see an older woman be like I can name like Demi Moore and
oh,
Kate right. Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah.
Kate right Beckinsale. Now. And I actually really enjoyed. As much as, like, I could give a shit about their relationship,
yeah.
but I'm like, okay, this will be a fun, weird 3 months.
For all of us.
When Pete Davidson went on SNL and just, like, ran off a list. He's like, yeah, some people say the age dynamic is weird, but I told him to call. And then he just, like, rattles off.
Yeah. All the people.
All
who,
of the
yeah,
famous
yeah.
men
yeah, yeah,
that
have ever.
Fucked, married, whatever, like,
yeah.
women who are 30 years younger yeah. than them. Yeah.
Good point.
Well, now we're just getting to, like, age dynamics.
Okay, all right.
It was, like,
anyways,
teenagers, but
want to learn a term?
I always do.
Okay, so this is Lolita.
Oh, yeah.
Lolita.
Mm-hmm.
Novel published in 1955 by Nabokov. It's assimilation. That's what I was going to say. Assimilation. Ooh,
we watch a lot of porn,
yeah,
you guys.
It's just all just slipping on in. Its assimilation into popular culture is such that the name Lolita has been used to imply that a young girl is sexually precocious. I like that.
You like it?
Yeah, I like that. Because I think that I identified as like a Lolita.
You self-identified as a Lolita.
Yeah.
I have to confess I've never read that. So I don't know if the perspective feels fair or representative of a...
Of the book.
Of her experience.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, of the... Is this sexually precocious person... I mean, and I'll just cast you in my mind. It'll make me feel better about it.
Yeah.
Just to know that this person has agency. And it's not just us being like...
She doesn't know. She's aware.
Yeah.
She's aware.
Yeah, good.
And I was aware, too.
Yeah.
Hello, aware now. You know?
Yeah.
I'm slowly transitioning out of my Lolita phase into, like, my 100% guaranteed cougar phase. You know?
100% guaranteed. You're just going from Lolita to cougar?
Straight in. You know? I'm 30.
Rachel,
cougar.
You're a victim of the porn industry. Yep. You can't go from teen to MILF.
That's it. Like, that's all we get as women. That's it. Those are the two categories you get. You're a teen or you're a MILF. That's it. You're done. Goodbye.
Do you want to do a search term showdown?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm taking too long to think about it.
Okay.
Fun to share that in searching teen, you know how it like pops up categories underneath where it's like, maybe you mean this?
Yeah.
Like, these are specific categories?
Right.
It went amateur teen, Russian teen, teen anal, teen cream pie, teen gangbang, moms teaching teens.
Wow.
And I was like, why is that the order? And then I was like, because of previous episodes I recorded.
Russian teen.
At first I was ready to be like, why... Do they think, like, why is this what's most popular? And I was like, oh, right, the algorithm's for me.
Mm-hmm. You know what's weird is when I was searching for teen, I got a lot of feet stuff.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Well, maybe because when we searched cheerleader,
they just
we talked about feet and it listened and it told Pornhub.
Yeah.
Whispered in its wee ear.
That we want.
First one, Virgin Babe. That was partly what inspired that.
Of course.
Conversation about virginity is, you know, like, hey.
Yeah.
First time. Daddy, I love when you come to me.
Ooh.
Spelled C-O-M-E.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Missed an opportunity there, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity.
And, you know, incestuously problematic.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
Unless we're saying, like, oh, daddy.
Yeah. Unless it's a sugar daddy.
But teen girls being ready for that kind of advanced sexual psychology play.
I mean, nowadays.
Feels early.
Yeah.
Nowadays now that they have access. Now that they're, you know.
Incest is the number one thing that you find on all porn websites.
What else do you know? You know? Anal audition with anxious sexy teen with sexy teen.
to sexy teen?
Yes.
Okay. I was all like anal audition
with anxious. Yeah, anal audition was the first thing I was like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
We've got an anal audition with anxious sexy teen.
Hi, my name is Sexy Teen, and I will be auditioning for
anal. Hi, I'm Sexy Teen.
Anal.
Hi, I'm in for anxious sexy teen.
I'm a little anxious, but I'm here for the anal audition. Sorry, just give me a second to warm up.
Yeah.
I mean lube. Do you have lube?
Heard of it. All right. Teen Dom. She's a sinner.
Oh. She's a sinner.
She's a sinner. This makes me think that this is like, that one's for dudes who are like Chris. Like, you know, like guys in the world who extra, like they're going to be bad, so they're double bad. They're like, oh, I'm going to watch porn and I'm going to watch teen porn.
Yeah. She's a bad girl.
I'm just thinking a lot about Christianity because the covenant eye was looking at me while I was researching.
Anytime you search anything about porn, you're like, here's some facts about how porn is bad.
Yeah. Graceful cream pie.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what it has to do with teens.
Yeah.
But it's a graceful cream pie.
Yeah.
So who's graceful in that situation? The...
The semen.
The semen.
Stayed in.
Oh,
it stayed in.
Oh, is that the idea you think?
I don't know.
It's like what the jizz is actually doing. When you said the semen was graceful, I immediately pictured synchronized swimmers.
Yeah. And they are.
And I was like, yeah.
They really are.
They have choreography. Okay. This one I only included because I had questions. Medical student goes all the way in porn casting. Medical student? That's an advanced teenager.
Yeah.
Like Doogie Howser.
Yeah. They went to college at, 15.
Yeah. You are ahead of things if you're already in med school.
Of course she's going all the way.
19.
Of course she's going all the way.
She is precocious.
Yeah. She's getting her fucking doctorate soon.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Next one. Dance teacher loves rhythm stick.
What happens in this porn?
It just looks like regular porn. That's the thing is, I was like, wait, it's a dance teacher and there's like a rhythm stick involved?
Wait, a rhythm stick is like something that you hit on the floor, right?
To be like... Or like... I mean, it's any kind of...
Bada-boo-ray, step ball change. Like, that's what I'm thinking of, a rhythm stick.
Yes.
Like, was scary old Russian ballet teachers hitting it on a cane on the ground.
I also let my imagination fly, and I pictured those, like, rain sticks that if you turn them over, the tiny balls fall and make the sound of rain between the cactus spikes. Thing is, there were no sticks in this video from my quick click-through.
Who was this born for? I wonder.
I think someone just was like, check out this fucking crazy title. Yeah. Like, I think someone just wanted a pun or like a, you know, like, ooh, rhythm stick. Mm. That sounds kind of like dick.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And it's my dick is rhythmic, you see. You see what I did there.
Mm-hmm. And somehow there's a teen involved.
Yeah. Last one. Oof. She just wants to buy a pony.
Oh, she just wants to buy a pony, so she's got to fuck who?
I don't know.
The guy it
didn't
who
even have
the money?
Vibe. Like, from me clicking through, it did not have the vibe of, like, you're in trouble and you won't get your pony if you don't fuck. Like, that would be my first thought.
Yeah.
Is, like, somehow this man is a gatekeeper to a pony.
Yeah, to a pony.
That was not the case.
Oh, interesting.
It just looked like regular.
It just
porn.
Was a sidebar.
Yeah.
Just something to a color of her personality is that she just wants to buy a pony one day.
Yeah. And disturbing because my pony slash horse phase was fourth grade.
Ugh,
I was well it's past that as a teenager.
Yeah.
Like it's pony?
Yeah.
That's a child.
Yep.
That's a child.
You're
that
saying
wants a pony.
The word pony?
Yeah.
You're 13, 12. Yeah.
And on that delicious note, should we take a break?
I'd love to. I just want to buy a pony.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
We're back.
The first one we're going to talk about is called Coming of Age.
This is from Erica Lust.
Yep. Ex-Confessions.
Ex-Confessions.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot how to say things.
Yeah. And I really liked this because the confession was like, why do we always have to, like, she's a teen. She's saying, I like watching porn, but, like, all the teen porn is, like, why do we always have to be a fetish, always exploited, always having sex with older guys?
Mm-hmm.
The reality of our sex lives is way more tender, intimate, caring, loving, and sweet. And most of the time we fuck people our own age, you know?
I was like,
yeah.
Good point.
Good point.
Actually, I think that's what made me think about if teens are looking for themselves on porn sites.
Right.
Because, like, I would maybe be reassured watching someone close to my age fucking just to be, like... What are y'all doing?
Right.
Granted, it's, again, it's porn, so I would be.
And also giving me, like, realistic expectations.
Yeah, I wouldn't
of, like,
be getting
what I should be.
Yeah, this porn is so tender and sweet.
I know.
I said porn, I was like, don't dirty it, Laura.
It's a fucking film.
It's,
stars Bonnie Bell and Vincent Cassels.
Thank you.
Yes.
Full disclosure, officially the first porn that has made me cry.
I know. At one point I wrote, I'm crying right now.
Yeah.
So a little synopsis. It's like a couple. We got a little voiceover. She's like, if you're reading this, I'm already gone. I'm back in Oslo with my parents. Like, I'll never forget, like, the time we had together, blah, blah, blah. I'll never forget the last afternoon we spent. It was so beautiful. You know, we got, like, a little quick succession shots of, like, their relationship, of them being sweet together.
And very, like, well shot and gorgeous. Oh, and like
so nice. And, like, very romantic.
Feels like a little tender indie film.
So sweet. And then we get, of course, the last afternoon they spent together, which was sex.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Yeah.
A classic goodbye fuck.
Yeah.
But just between two teens. Oh, also important to note that when this was shot, they were both 22. And Eric Lust says this at the very beginning of the film. She's like, even though this is about
like, they're not
teen,
even fucking 18.
Yeah, they're not even close to teens. Yeah.
Yeah. But even so, like, they are, you know, they're young.
Yeah.
I was curious. I don't know. Maybe you found just like where she found them and what the story is there.
Yeah. Because I have to say, it was hard to find a feminist ethical porn about like teen sexuality.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not every studio, you know, indie, alternative, ethical, feminist, whatever you want to call it, studio has like the access to performers like Erica Less does.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, which I'm glad that she.
And she's also not like seeking out like cam girls.
Yeah.
Or, well, not cam girls is maybe the like better end of the spectrum, but she's not like a character from Hot Girls Wanted who's like, hey, bitches, want to ride around in limos and make $500 a day and
like
have these like 17-year-olds be like, and then just like,
be very clear about being like,
get into porn.
Adult cinema and exploration of sexuality and, you know.
Yeah. This, it felt like truly just like tender teenage sex.
It really did.
You know?
It really did.
It
also felt like
for better or worse. You know?
But yeah, because like there were moments of like awkwardness.
Yeah.
And like there was some fumbling around.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel like two you know, experienced partners that had like been together for years and like knew exactly like what they were doing.
Yeah.
It didn't, you know, they like felt like a little times like they were like, where should we go here? Like
It was very tender, like he goes down at her on her at her.
Yeah.
He goes down on her at one point and it's very
twice.
Like, yes. Like twice.
I'm
and
like,
initially,
good for you.
Yeah. Like
no one was doing that to me when I was 18 or 19.
Certainly not. Certainly not. But you know, like the way that he did, like it was all very like tentative and like just explorative, you know, like
right.
I will say I don't think she came in
this. I don't think so either. Yeah.
Which I you know, is what it is, but I
Again,
kind of was
accurate.
Like, yeah, I was like, correct. Like, I was not coming as a teenager having sex. And I also appreciate that they didn't make it, they didn't try to be like, but she is, though, you know, like.
Yeah, they didn't even attempt to.
He did, and the whole thing was very tender, and she was very, like, connected to and, like, supportive of him in that moment, but it wasn't, like, her being like, when he was coming in the way that like I sometimes as a teenager
I was like, me too.
It's crazy. I'm encouraging
you. You're yelling, so I'm yelling. I have to say it was a little like jackhammery.
Yeah.
You know, which
teenage
again.
Sex.
Teenage sex.
Yeah.
Right on par.
Yeah.
You know, there was just, he knew one mode.
Yeah.
And that was it.
They did do, like, different positions.
Yeah.
Which was impressive. I mean, like, she was on top, and then, like, they did some side stuff, and they did, like.
Yeah, I liked the end when they were doing some side stuff.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, actually, like, making some moaning noises.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the sense I got from his, like, physical impulse was that he didn't know yet how, like, different thrusting techniques or, like, ways to pace things out so much as he was just, like, doing what felt good, which is, like, rapid fire and then, like, stop before you come.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Again, teenagers.
Yes.
But, yeah, it was so tender and, like, I wrote down in my notes, like, oh, man, like, it'd be cool if they could, like, reunite in 10 years after they both, like, fuck some other people and, like, have a really good time with this person they have a special connection with.
It's true.
You know, after they'd, like, learned to fuck. What other parts of this did you like?
I liked the inclusion of a condom.
Yeah.
Loved that.
Good call.
Like, being like, yeah, here it is. And there's this, like, little awkward moment of him, like, putting it out. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, here's a condom and now it's on. It was, like, fully him putting it on. Which I was like, this is important, especially for teenagers.
She's going back to Oslo.
Yeah.
She can't go home knocked up.
I know. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she has to start the school year in a second.
She's got her whole future ahead of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overall, thought it was a great representation of teen sex.
Yeah.
Again, nothing that I would ever masturbate to.
Yeah. Like, I was sort of evaluating it from a different place and being like, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Because I, first of all, like, wouldn't want to masturbate to anyone that much younger than me.
Yeah, me too.
You know, like, certainly I watch some porn that's like, she's maybe 25.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
Where you're like, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they did have such a youthful quality that I was like, ooh, like, it made me feel, like, voyeuristic. And, you know, if you do have a sort of, like, kink or proclivity towards younger bodies, this could be your thing. But it's definitely not, like, mainstream, most, like, mainstream porn where you're, like, there for the cum shot, there for, like, her getting pounded a certain kind of way. Like, it just feels like real sex. Like, I actually was like, if you could give this video to teenagers, I'd feel really comfortable being like, this is sex.
Me too.
And it evolves from here. But, like, if your first time looks anything like this, then you succeeded.
Normal. Yeah.
You know?
Agreed.
Yeah. So I thought it was really interesting from that from that perspective. I couldn't imagine... I mean, it was, like, hot at times. Like, I will say, like, when he was close to coming and, like, it was a little bit more intense between them, I was like, oh, this is cool.
This is hot.
This is getting there. Yeah, it's hot. But it's not, it's not my thing.
It just felt like I was, like, watching something, a very intimate moment between, like, you know, two teenagers, which was, you know, the point.
Yeah.
But, again, not what's getting my...
Truly, the whole thing just felt like you know, like... indie film where they like included the sex that's implied, you know, like just a nice short film about a European summer romance.
Right.
Very nostalgic.
Mm.
Shall we?
Sweet. Very sweet.
Shall we move on to Daughter Swap?
I thought you'd never ask.
Daughter Swap. Teen besties fuck each other's dads. With Kitty Carrera and Sophie Reyes.
And two guys that Pornhub didn't include their names on.
Because who needs to know?
Yeah.
Who the men are, specifically when we're implicating them in a film like this.
Yeah. Quick synopsis. Two best friends hanging out at one of their houses. They're, like, cooking, making cookies with the dad. Then the other dad comes over, and then one dad's like, hey, let's fuck each other's daughters.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, the whole summary is, like, two girls, two dads.
Yeah.
They trade dads. We don't see both couples.
Yeah, we just
couples.
Get part
one. I don't
even
feel comfortable calling it that.
Yeah.
We don't see all of the fucking.
Yeah.
We see the first dad who makes the arrangement fuck the daughter.
Sophie Reyes,
And then it's like, next time on Daughter Swap, the other fucking dad fucking the other daughter.
Yeah.
Where to begin? Okay, where to begin with this fucking film? Let's begin with the 90s era Daughter Swap, like, opening theme song.
And then they're just sitting on her bed, and she's like, do you want to take a picture or a video? Which is something I ask you once a day.
Yeah.
On our couch.
On our couch, sitting together.
Well, do you want to take a picture or a video?
I mean, let's be honest. If I was more into taking selfies, we'd be doing that more.
Probably. But you're 100% right.
So I'm working on it. I'm growing.
Yeah. And then they go downstairs, and then we're just led to believe that her best friend has never met her dad before.
Yeah, it's
like,
a weird thing. She's like,
friend?
Oh, this is your friend
you've told me about?
And he says, and he's like, oh, you're a cutie. And I'm like, red flag is what that tells me. Yeah. I mean, like, it's a porn. We know.
The fucking 1 minute long hug that both of them had with the dad wasn't the first red flag?
Both of them had.
Literally, she hugged her father, and I was like, too long of a hug.
I was
hug.
Like, you saw him 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Why are you hugging him so long?
And you're a teenager. You don't hug your dad like that.
No, you don't want to be. You're embarrassed.
You're mad
of your
at him because he didn't buy you a fucking switch or whatever.
You're just mad at him. Always.
Yeah.
There was just 3 years of my life.
There isn't realism here around the teenage experience, and that's what's bothering me.
That's the real red flag.
Yeah.
I was mad at my father for 3 years for no reason.
I certainly wouldn't fuck one of his buddies if he asked me to. So wait. Also in that, like, exchange where he's like, oh, right, you're the friend I've been hearing about.
And, right.
Right. How old are you?
Again,
I swear
really
to God,
clear.
She said 15, and he goes, cool, 19. That might just be my ear hearing it that way, but it did sound briefly like she was like, I'm 15. He was like, cool, 19.
No, they definitely were saying 19 because they were like every porn studio is like so scared of being like.
No, I know. Yeah. They wouldn't have given her that dialogue. Yeah. But I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It kind of sounded like, and he was like, I'm a producer on this film and I'm going to say 19 very really clearly and loudly.
Yeah, super loud.
And then dad just, brings over a glass to the daughter's, his daughter's friend and just starts kissing her.
Oh, no. You missed a very important part.
Oh.
They're making cookies.
Right, they're making cookies.
And he goes, you feel that? Feel how soft that is? It's going to get hard a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, innuendo.
Important dialogue.
Okay.
Then daughter turns her back.
And she goes to go find, she goes, where's your garbage? And they drastically change up the camera angle to be like over in the kitchen corner while like the daughter's like, oh, is it over here? Or the friend's like, oh, is it over here? And he's like, yeah, let me just go help her find the garbage. And then she goes over to the garbage. They like go over to where the garbage is because like all good makeout sessions happen by the garbage.
Yeah, I was going to say like the most romantic kiss is one over an open garbage pail.
Yeah. And then he just makes out with his daughter's friend.
Yeah. And daughter's back is turned while she's... Yeah. Assorting various shots of juice. I don't know what the fuck is happening in the background, but it does not seem to be associated with cookies. I was like,
nothing.
I love in porn when some performer is like, just business here.
Yeah.
Just gonna do some business. Maybe I'll just put these in a row and then rearrange them in a different row. Okay, enough time? Cool, they're done. Cool. And then other dad shows up.
And then Sophie's like,
and there's
Daddy! Which, again, is
I've never
every
said.
Single time I was 19.
Not as a fucking 8-year-old, not as an 18-year-old.
Certainly not
maybe,
now.
Maybe you did as a child.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
no.
I don't know what to tell you. And then so presumably this is the first time they're meeting also, and he's like, hey, I just want to talk to you.
Why'd the dad show up?
Love Island style. He's like, hey, can I just grab you for a quick conversation?
Yeah.
And then sits the other dad down at the dining room table and is like, listen, you don't want your daughter to have her first sexual experiences in college like a fucking normal person.
Right.
You'd better let me fuck her.
No, I thought that first they were saying, you should do it. Saying, you should have sex with your own daughter.
Oh, I didn't get that.
That's what they were saying. And then he was like, well, I would feel more comfortable if you did it.
I thought the narrative
from the
was
get-go.
Just that the guy was like, you don't want her
this
to just be
deal.
Having sex with a random guy. And then him taking the tee up is like, you know what? You should fuck my daughter.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if he was like, you should probably fuck your daughter.
Yeah, I thought it was like, you should probably fuck your daughter. And then the guy was like, cool. Maybe you should do it.
Honestly, at this point, I'd believe it.
Yeah.
I'd buy it.
So then they're like, hey, we both got two beautiful daughters. And like, all right, let's shake hands on it. We're doing it.
In true,
let's get it done.
Women is property fashion.
Yeah. So then they go back into the kitchen and then they're talking about the cookies.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're like, and she's like, I thought their cookies were going to have icing. And he's like, they will have icing, but it's going to take about 20 minutes. Wink, wink.
And then
the men just stand up.
Yeah, just stand up. They're like, we should probably explain better.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then they walk around the counter and just take their dicks out.
And just wobble. They're like, wobble, wobble,
then
wobble.
Wobble their dicks out. There's not, we
like,
should
just
probably.
Wagging them. Yes. Wagging them like dogs, like a dog tail.
To dramaturg this, don't give me the line that you're going to talk
explain.
About it and then not talk about it.
And just wobble
just
your
fucking
dick at
say
me.
It's gonna take 20 minutes and whip your fucking dick out.
Yeah.
If that's what's happening, that's what's happening. Don't
and
be
then,
like, let me explain. Dick. Dick out.
Not enough of an explanation, sir.
Yeah. And then
the girls get down, just instinctively know to get down on their knees and stand in front of each other's dad's dick.
Uh-huh.
And just open mouth, eyes wide.
Wow. Oh my God, the fucking shot too of them being like, mouth open, look at these dicks.
This is the biggest dick I've never seen.
Clearly
a dick
they
before.
Were given a ridiculous directive.
Yeah.
With the guy behind the camera, he's like, actually, can we just get a clearer shot of like, can you just be like, wow,
more surprise, more surprise.
Crazy fucking dick.
The biggest dick you've ever seen.
Mouth open, like, oh my God,
God
that
you've
dick.
Never seen just, anything like it. It's
because
like the Grand Canyon.
Hold on them with their mouths open for a solid minute. I was like, no one's held their mouth open that loud, that long. That long when they weren't actually sucking on a dick.
Yeah, that's true.
So stop. Then, and I don't even want to like go into too much fucking detail about it because it doesn't deserve it, but.
Yeah.
The dad and the daughter, the new daughter that we're meeting,
yeah,
go
Sophie
fuck.
Reyes, yeah, Sophie, and the other you. Dad, and Kitty's dad, yeah. So then they go and fuck, and then we just get some raw fucking doggy style, you know,
yeah.
We get
blowjob first, then doggy style,
and wow, really just can't believe that she's never given a blowjob before.
Yeah, I had the same thought. Yeah. Like, he was like, your daughter's first sexual experience. I was like, your daughter knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
She is giving quite a blowjob, and she's riding a cock in a way that I didn't learn how to do till my mid-20s.
Yeah, so.
So.
Yeah, nice try.
Congrats to daughter for her talent. I mean, I will say that, like, she's quite skilled.
Yeah, I mean, she does the move.
She rides
the reverse,
dick. She has a reverse cowgirl with great facility.
Yeah. She's got some thighs.
Pussy darity. You know? What do we say that's the counterpart to dexterity?
I don't know.
That describes a woman who has...
Thigh strength?
Yeah, thigh strength and, like, hip control. Yeah. And, like, you're just in fucking... And
you can hold
stamina.
Your body weight. Yeah, stamina.
Yeah.
It's so clear to me that this porn is for men when we don't even... We barely ever see the dad.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, also, like, and naturally, we cut dad out.
Yeah, it's just,
like,
we
POV see
without it being
his
POV.
Dick and his...
Paunchy little belly.
his dad bod. From, like,
points
nipples
to him for
down
really,
and, like, cut out the rest of him.
Embodying the character.
Yeah, points to him for method acting.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Anything you liked about this? I don't want to ask that.
Wait, where is he a big... Part.
Oh, God, they brought back the cookies. How could I forget?
They brought back the fucking cookies.
And he jizzes on a cookie
and
she
licks
it off.
And then she licks it off
and
eats it.
And then, like, eats the cookie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't make... At least think about your flavor pairings.
I mean, it's basically like, you know, it's like having, like, sea salt on a chocolate
You'd
chip
like to think. Yeah. It's like having bleachy
bringing
sea salt
umami
glue
flavor.
Drizzled on some fucking Toll House. Yeah.
They looked like shitty cookies, too.
Yeah, they just...
They
I
were
mean, you
baked
know,
poorly.
This is a porn. Clearly someone just, like, sliced some
Nestle
dough
Toll House.
And put it on a...
Yeah.
They were round. That's all I'll give them.
They couldn't have got tates.
I don't
know?
Even feel comfortable at this porn being like, what did you like about it?
No, there's nothing I liked about it.
She was talented.
She was talented.
She is a skilled performer.
Zero clit stimulation.
Yeah.
Somehow she's still screaming, though, when it's like nothing's happening to her. Mm-hmm. She's literally just getting masturbated into.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And she licks it off and eats the cookie. I'll never get over that.
Yeah.
Cookies are... No, I won't say that.
Have I made you watch the Fruit Loop porn?
No.
That Dan, my friend, showed me?
No.
You know, when you have a porn podcast, your friends just specifically show
shit.
And send you, like
hey,
the
have
craziest
you seen this?
Shit they've ever stumbled across in the porn world.
Yeah.
And there's a video of a chick gaping her asshole, and then they put Fruit Loops and milk in there and eat it out.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, just enjoy your day, everyone.
Enjoy Fruit Loops. Enjoy your morning bowl of Fruit Loops out of your lover's butthole.
I feel like we already covered this, but, you know, it's how we finish.
Yeah.
Like, are either of these going in your spank bank?
Neither.
Yeah.
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 Same for you?
Yes. Yeah. I have much respect for the Erica Lust, like, nature of the film and what it was doing. It is not masturbation material for me.
Me neither. But I applaud the effort of being like, hey, teens can be sexual and have sex, and this is, like, an accurate representation of teen sex, and it's okay.
Yeah.
So I liked that. But other than that, not jerking off to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same.
Well...
Hey, and if you out there listening, you love teen porn, you got a good teen porn that you think is great, you want to send it our way?
Yeah.
Always open.
I'd love to be persuaded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And, if teen is something that you're into, let us know. And maybe tell us why. We love hearing that.
Yeah, if in defense of teen, sure.
We want to know.
We could have brought a teen on the show.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
But that's like, you know, that's like... Bringing a fish into the shark tank. Yeah. That poor teenager would be traumatized.
Do you imagine? Could you imagine?
Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, just a reminder to rate, review, subscribe.
Find us on Instagram.
I was going to say, leave us a little review. Tell us what your porn star name is.
Mm-hmm. We haven't done that in a while.
I know. But we love knowing this because we find it hilarious.
Yeah. We also just like your genuine opinions and
enthusiasm
about the show. It really means a lot to us.
Yeah. If you have a search term that you want us to cover, we'd love to know.
Yeah. Always we've gotten some of those and have recorded some episodes thanks to suggestions.
So we love suggestions.
Find us at Insta. On Insta at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. Find us on Twitter.
That's true. We're on Twitter.
But surely being a Twitter thing.
Yeah, we're figuring it out.
GOP the podcast. That's at GOP the podcast. Girlsonporn.com.
That's right.
Is the last thing.
You can find links to these vids, the vids that we endorse specifically on our website.
And our stupid faces. This has been Girls on Porn. The only GOP that's actually good for women.
And men. And everybody in between. We love you all.
Goodbye!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.